Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you know what the routine is. First of all, I got to tell you that you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be moi, or moi, however you want to say that. Is that French, do you think, Sam? I'm not quite sure.
Definitely.
I think it would be, too. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a moment. Friends, you can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, as well as do we have Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 again, double E. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Some might ask. Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, what we are doing is we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're actually across the boards. Every month we're in some different state across the United States of America, in all 50 states of our union. And in the process of doing that, we're doing the Great Commission. And what is that? To seek and save that which is lost. We're not paper tigers here, though we have 40 columns out across the boards, all the way from WND to others like Freedom Outpost and, 38 other outlets. And, folks, we have the opportunity to speak to the nation on a weekly basis, and we're much privileged to do just that. And we're doing our best to uphold the standard, which is Christ in the resurrection, not man's fallen nature. So doing our best to get this right, approving things that are excellent in our judgment, Philippians 1, so on and so forth. And, friends, outside of that, we're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And so in saying that, friends, let's get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. We have Win a Joshua MK5. Friends, you have 5 days left. You have 5 days left to sign up to win that beautiful weapon, Joshua MK5. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down just a little bit on the right. In 5 days, it's going to be down, and we're going to have a picture of the winner up there. And that winner just may be you, so do check that out. Concerning the articles, what's going on across the United States of America? Oh, my goodness, friends, here we are again. Benghazi survivor Chris Paranto talks Benghazi and Jade Helm 15 exercises. Tells you exactly what took place during Benghazi. He was a hands-eye eyewitness, hands-on guy, I'm sorry, an eyewitness to everything that took place there. Also wanted to let you know the four jurisdictions of government and how they are under the authority of God. Amen. That's why we say, God has shed his grace upon thee and God bless America. We hear this all the time. Well, when you read the state preamble in whatever state you may be in, well, rest assured, friends, it all starts out acknowledging, guess who? The God of the Mosaic Institution, which Jesus Christ himself fulfilled. Outside of that, Sons of Liberty Media freedommedia.com. Humanist group lies and bullies Oklahoma school as teachers offer free Bibles to students. I want you to understand something, friends. You have never, ever lost the right to do what you've always done in public schools. You have to forfeit your rights, and that's what's happening. So, folks, when humanist groups lie and they bully Oklahoma City school as teacher offers free Bibles to students, you know what? When I first seen this article, I just replied, he has the law on his side. He needs to enforce it. And really what it comes down to, friends, if we love our country, then let's fight the good fight of faith, as Paul said, right? Yep, because we know that freedom, and what is the price of freedom? Eternal vigilance. And we need to stay the course, friends. We have the law on our side. So when we're talking about the ACLU, the SPLC, any of these atheist pro-homosexual groups across the United States of America and communist organizations, you need to understand, America, you have the law on your side, okay? So don't sit there and complain about what you tolerate if you're not going to get in the fight. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, now protesters insist that a Christian school must hire a teacher who is a sodomite. Did you hear what I said? The victims... again, I'm telling you what, the homosexuals are on, friends, in the sense of being on their game, overthrowing the laws of our constitutional republic, because most people don't realize what they're doing is completely illegal in every sense of the word concerning who we are as a people. Isn't it interesting they're trying to overthrow the laws that are established? Well, let me ask you the question, friends. Why for 238 years have there been laws condemning homosexuality? Because when you look at state statute, it allies itself with scriptures. They call it crimes against nature. Romans 1:24 through 26, it's straight from the Bible, by the way. Check any state preamble, ordinance, whatever the case might be, and you will understand why it's illegal in every state. Folks, homosexuals do not have the right to violate law, and you need to understand that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have the Hillary Clinton criminal syndicate. Scandalpalooza just got a whole lot worse, friends. You need to understand who the Clintons are. You also need to understand who the Bushes are. And until you wake up to that fact, nothing is going to change. And here we have Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, now basically pronouncing to the world that she's going to run for the presidency of the United States of America. Has anybody taken the time to look at the crimes of the Clinton syndicate? Friends, it's frightening. Do your homework, okay? And now what they're trying to do is they're trying to put her out there like some grandmother of the year that wants to become the president of the United States of America. She's more dangerous than Bill was, friends. That is from an insider. Just thought I would say what you need to hear, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have a new video out where they go to, we have a guy named James O'Keefe, where a video shows support for Islamic ISIS, Hamas, and Hezbollah at California universities. Friends, this isn't a game. I was thinking about this earlier, how the American people, you need to understand that those people that are in government right now, they do not think the way that you think. They are way out there. If you're looking for a criminal to deal with, rest assured this administration has already violated the law to the point where not only can be he can be impeached, but he can be indicted over and over and over and over and over again for his crimes against we the people. But the only way that you're going to know that is by reading the Constitution, right? How do you tell if a stick is crooked, friends? By laying a straight one next to it, and that straight stick will show you the deviations and corruption in government when you take the time to read your founding documents. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, dividing an ignorant populace to debate what's illegal. We'll talk about that probably tomorrow. And we also have Islam and the left, as you call it, friends, that paradigm of the left and the right. Right, I got to say this, if you're doing the right thing all the time, you wouldn't have a left. And when is the right time to do the right thing? Right now. So we wanted to let you know that. And folks, outside of that, when you get a moment, I'm going to come back right after the other side of this break. ABC Disney gives new sitcom to a Christian bashing mentally ill sodomite, Dan Savage. And he calls it, well, the family of the year. You heard me right. Disney and ABC are giving this individual a sitcom, and it's called The Family of the Year. I'll give you a little hint as to who he is. He wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. You want to talk about daring the justice of God, friends? It's exactly what you're allowing him to do.
Hi, Dr. Joel, like the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Wow, that guy sounds pretty intense. He must have had his coffee this morning. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. At any time, if you'd like to call in, please do. State a topic, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. ABC and Disney gives new sitcom to a Christian-bashing, mentally ill sodomite named Dan Savage, and they call it Family of the Year. Now, keep in mind, folks, they also have a radical homosexual day at Disney, for those that did not know. No, I think there was a total of probably 10 to 15 people that showed up. Okay? Just want to show you again the numbers, friends. They don't have them. Before we get to this, I want you to actually understand what it is that we're playing with, because it's not a game. And I do understand when I'm dealing with the professed church and the conservatives and the patriots and all the others out there, namely to the older generation, I want you to understand that you have not a clue to the degree of evil that you're dealing with. You're used to what you've come from, what you've been trained up in, and rightly so in many cases, but we do need to understand that we are now dealing with an administration that's not ruled by law whatsoever. He is there to destroy the Constitution. And again, friends, reiterating the point, he said it, I didn't. All right, now before we get to this topic, there's a true story told of two women from South California who were about to cross the Mexican border to return to the United States. And when they saw what looked like a very small, sick animal in the ditch beside their car, as they examined it, it looked like a little baby chihuahua. Then and there, they decided to take it back to the United States because they were afraid that they were breaking the law. So what they did is they put it in the trunk of their car and they drove across the border. So they had to do it the right way. Well, what they did is they retrieved the little animal and nursed it until they arrived at home. One of the women was so concerned for the ailing dog that she took it into bed with her and would reach out at different intervals during the night to touch the tiny animal and reassure it that she was still present. The dog was so sick the next morning that she decided to take it to the veterinarian. That's when she found out that the little animal wasn't a tiny, sick little chihuahua. It was a Mexican water rat dying of rabies. Now, friends, my point is the world in the blackness of its ignorance thinks that sin, a transgression of God's moral law, his Ten Commandments, is a puppy to be played with. But it is the light of God's law that enlightens the sinner to the fact that he's in bed with a deadly rat. Because Scripture tells us in Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, I'm going back to my point. I wanted to set that as a premise for what we're going to be talking about. Because, friends, this stuff is sick to the core. And I also want to make this point. Friends, I'm not embellishing this next point. I'm not fabricating it. I'm not trying to get headlines. I want you to really understand that all the way up until 1973 in this country, homosexuals were considered mentally ill. All the way up until 1961, it was considered crimes against nature. You'd go to prison for a long time if you were caught in the act of sodomy. Pull the curtain back on the homosexual communities, friends. The crimes are unprecedented. Incredible. Okay? In saying that, the President of the United States, friends, listen carefully. He is a mentally ill, sick individual. And I'm about to prove that in just a moment here. Now, as I was just telling you a couple moments ago, if you think that this president and his administration are there for the good of America, folks, you are sadly, sadly mistaken. They are destroying wonderfully in the time of peace. Read the book of Daniel. That's exactly what they're doing. What they're doing is they are overthrowing the laws of our constitutional republic. And what they're doing is they're trying to appeal to the victim status. I don't care if it's the atheist, the homosexual, the communist, now the Muslims, friend. They have to create the victim status so they can actually overthrow the laws and put in policy to protect them people from the laws that everybody else has to abide by. Okay? And again, keep in mind, they're trying to normalize what God condemns, and they're even taking it further than that. I'll get to that in just a couple of moments here. I want you to understand that the definition of a hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, or physical harm and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or physical or mental ability. Okay? As long as we got that, I want you to understand that ABC and Disney gives a new sitcom to a Christian bashing Dan Savage. He's also the man that wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. Now, I just want to give you a heads up. Some of the things that he has said and is still saying, friends, is so far out there that it's a wonder that he's not thrown in jail for a long time already. Now, I'm going to say what he said, but when it comes to the expletives, of course, I'm going to say what he said without saying what he said. Dan Savage, this radical sodomite, who, by the way, is the head of an organization called It Gets Better, appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama, said he proclaimed that he sometimes thinks about blanking the blank out of Rick Santorum when he was running for the President of the United States. This is what he was saying on HBO. Calling for Christians at a high school conference to ignore the BS in the Bible. By the way, the students stood up in droves and walked out. But how he got that assembly, again, friends, bought and paid for. Sodomite Dan Savage said that the only thing that stands between my blank and Brad Pitt's mouth is a piece of paper when expressing his feelings on Pope Benedict's opposition to homosexual marriage. But again, keep in mind, ABC and Disney gives this individual a new sitcom. Dan Savage is also known for promoting marital infidelity, unfaithfulness to each other. But he's married, friends. I thought it was about homosexual marriage. No, it's not. Going on, Dan Savage said of Carl Romanelli that he should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. Wait a second. I thought these were the victims, friends. Does anybody know the definition of what a hate crime is? And we're all... what was first conceived, I should say. It came from James Byrd, who was drugged. By the way, James Byrd Jr. was a black man, and he was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas in the June of 1998. The men offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing him to his destination, they beat him and then dragged Byrd, this black man behind a pickup truck along on asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankle. Bird was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. Bird, who remained conscious throughout the whole dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and his head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of an American cemetery. That is the premise for a hate crime. Did you hear what Dan Savage just said of his political opposition? That they should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. Do you see how these people contradict themselves at every step, friends? See, in their confusion, they blurt out the truth. He told Bill Maher that he wished Republicans were all blanking dead. I thought they were the victims, friends. But ABC and Disney wants to give him a new sitcom. He told Dr. Ben Carson to blank his blank. He said, name the time and place and I'll bring my blank and a camera crew and you can blank me and win the argument. This is Barack Hussein Obama's appointee for the sitcom that ABC and Disney are picking up. Friends, it's time to shut these people down. It's time to throw these kind of people in jail where they belong. This sodomite Dan Savage goes on and says, using the repair of a statue of Pope John Paul II for a reason to call him a child molester. Did you know that this sodomite Dan Savage also spreads the flu by infiltrating presidential candidate Gary Bauer's campaign office? Do you know what he did, friends? He was licking doorknobs, personal coffee mugs, and staplers, keyboards, and phones in hopes that they would all get sick. I'm not making this stuff up. You can't make this kind of stuff up. See, friends, they do what they do because they don't believe that the people at large will believe what they do is really being done by them. That's why they do it. And this comes straight from the mouths of them that are committing the crimes. And folks, these are the people that are trying to pin people like myself and others that are willing to stand up and warn you of the dangers of these criminals and what exactly it is that they're doing and what they're trying to do. And by the way, also those that support these people and what they are doing and what they're attempting to promote. Friends, why are they so busy trying to demoralize the next generation? Because if they can demoralize you, that means you give up your sovereignty, so no longer do you belong to God in morality, in obedience to Christ. Now all of a sudden you have been demoralized. Now the state can come in, call themselves your big brother, and rule the roost. And that's exactly what they mean to do. ABC, Disney gives new sitcom to Christian bashing, mentally ill sodomite Dan Savage, and they call it Family of the Year. He's a homosexual sodomite that wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. And as I said during the last break, friends, you want to talk about daring the justice of God? You know what I want to do? I want to go over to Barack Hussein Obama, because what they just did, him and Valerie Jarrett, I want to introduce you to the two of them.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Hey everyone, you know, Mark and I were talking the other day about Guns80.com and how people really want ghost guns. They want 100% privacy. So Guns80.com is allowing you now to call them, give your address, and they'll ship you out with a money order or some very private instrument. You can work that out with them. They'll ship you out a gun in like a brown paper wrapper so no one even knows you have it. No records will be kept to be 100% private. But you got to call them. 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-248-6780.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. For those that understand that we are in a real warfare here in this country, you can call in at any time. Looking for a little courage out there, friends. I know that we don't take counsel from our fears, so therefore, if we are patriots, that means we are fearless and we are upholding dying laws. Folks, they're not dying, they're there. We just need to remove those that are violating our laws. It's really that simple. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about how ABC and Disney are attempting to give a new sitcom to Christian bashing mentally ill sodomite Dan Savage, and they're calling it Family of the Year. Okay? I'm waiting for something to upload right now, and when we get a moment, I'm going to play this. It's by Dan Savage, so you can hear it directly from his own mouth. Now, I want to bring you over to Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, remember they called him the first gay president? You know how the homosexuals, they want to act, you know, the man wants to act like the woman wants to act like the man. Just yesterday, President Obama and his secretive right-hand advisor, Valerie Jarrett, responded to a We the People website petition to ban, listen carefully, gay conversion therapy, saying, "We agree the White House supports such prohibitions." Gay conversion therapies, in other words, leave gay kids alone. The text described how a 17-year-old transgender wrote a suicide note, posted it on a social media, and walked in front of a semi-truck. The teen had been previously taken to a conversion therapy. The response President Barack Obama said, "We share your concern about its potentially devastating effects on the lives of transgender as well as gay, lesbian, bisexual, and queer youth." This is the president that professes that he's a Christian, friends. "As part of our dedication to protecting America's youth," protecting America's youth. Friends, who are the ones that are responsible for confusing these kids? See, these kids are confused by these that are blaming God for their gender. I want you to understand something, friends. Sin is moral, not physical. In other words, everything they do is a choice. Who taught these young men that they might, if they want to, they can be a woman or they may be a woman inside? Is it straight people? Is it God-fearing people? Or is it the communist-mindsetted, mentally ill, wicked individuals who mean to put darkness for light and light for darkness? Isaiah 5. But just asking. Listen to what he said again. "We share your concern about its potentially devastating effects on the lives of transgender as well as gay, lesbian, bisexual, and queer youth. As our part of our dedication to protecting America's youth, this administration supports efforts to ban the use of conversion therapy for minors." In other words, they want to aid and abet these individuals with confusion and blame God for the way that they are. They want to teach them to blame God for the choices that they are making in life. Yet, Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 30:19, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live." Everything you do is a choice. Everything that you do in life is a choice. Why is it when the laws are magnified against the crimes of homosexuality, how come they go in the closet? Why? Why do they go into the closet? Because they know a population, namely in America, we will not tolerate their crimes against God. Now, I want you to also understand Valerie Jarrett is also the one pulling the strings behind Barack Hussein Obama. Now, for those that don't know who she is, I want to tell you who she is. Valerie Jarrett said, "I am an Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith. I'm also an American citizen, and I seek to help change America to be a more Islamic country." She said, "My faith guides me, and I feel like it's going well in the transition of using freedom of religion in America against itself." These people know they're breaking the law. The problem is the law-abiding do nothing about these lawbreakers. Hey, folks, I'll read that one more time. She said that, by the way, in 1977 at Stanford University. Valerie Jarrett, she's an advisor, one of the main advisors to Barack Hussein Obama, senior advisor to Obama Intergovernmental Affairs. Her father, Vernon, was also a communist, an Iranian. So if you want to know why, the American government is willing to pay billions of dollars to the Iranians to basically have them back off now, well, there might be some sort of a correlation going on here, do you think? Or some sort of alliance under the table, you think? Valerie Jarrett, intergovernmental affairs, pusher, advisor, pimp, daddy, tells Barack Hussein Obama which pants to wear, which ones he can wear, and which one he can't wear during that particular time. Folks, go online. There's pictures of them together all over the place. There's quotes of her all over the place. She said, "I am Iranian by birth. Obama's greatest advisor in the White House said, I am Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith." Now, I got a question for you. Why is it that they're going to bat for the homosexuals? Why is it that they say they're defending and protecting America's youth from them that want to cause them to be healthy? What have I always said, friends? What is behind the radical homosexuals? The Muslims. I've always said that. Now we have Valerie Jarrett coming out and saying, I am Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith in the White House, friends. I am also an American citizen and I seek to help change America to be a more Islamic country. I didn't hear her say, I want to seek to help change America to be a more homosexual community. No, 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 no. They're just being used to upend your sovereignty to give way to Islam. You have to first, oh, Bradley, that's just way out there, really? I just read a quote this morning from a jihadist. He said, we have to get rid of the cross. Listen carefully. We have to get rid of the cross, said this jihadist. And he said, America are those who bear the cross. Why would he use that? Because Jesus said, unless you bear my cross, right? We are a Christian nation. We are the light of the world. How come our enemies know that we are a Christian nation, but most people in this country don't realize it? This is why you're feared as well, friends. The people shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you, not for your sake, but for his sake. He's our defender. The government is upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ, like it or not. And we have those within, namely the Valerie Jarrett's and the Barack Hussein Obama's. And we should just call Valerie Obama's mama. But she's telling on herself, saying that she wants to make America an Islamic, a more Islamic country. And the way she's doing that is by using freedom of religion in America against itself. Everything the communists are doing, most of what the ACLU does when it attacks anybody that attacks Christianity in this country, friends, is off base. Is completely off base. That's the whole purpose of government that God gave Exodus 21. But she said it right out of her own mouth. Here's a little side note for those that are caught up into the political debate through the conservatives and what they love to throw out on the table, which brings you nowhere and it's brought you nowhere. But it's interesting. See now, friends, what we're doing is we're actually pointing the finger and we're showing you who's behind the scenes. And these are the people that need to be dealt with. Valerie Jarrett, after we win this election, it's our turn, she said. This is right before the second presidential election. She said, payback time. Now listen to the president's advisor. Listen to the tone, and you tell me if this is American. After we win this election, it's our turn. Payback time. Everyone not with us is against us, and they better be ready to be, because we don't forget. The ones who helped us will be rewarded. The ones who opposed us will get what they deserve. The president's advisor. There's going to be hell to pay, she said. Congress won't be a problem for us this time. No election to worry about after this is over, and we have two judges ready to go. Again, Valerie Jarrett, born in Iran, senior advisor to Barack Hussein Obama, getting on the radical homosexual bandwagon. What? Doing what? What is she doing? She said, my faith guides me and I feel like it's going well in the transition of using freedom of religion in America against itself. That's not what they're doing. They're using totalitarian methods by, again, playing the victim while they pull your hair, smack your face as they perpetuate the crime, but point the finger back at you as if you're the one committing the crime by speaking out against their crimes against God. I can do a song, I can do a dance for you, friends. I'll tell you what, I can't do what you're hoping maybe I can do for you, but I can tell you this, we can do this. This is treason, friends. This isn't just a violation. Folks, this isn't just someone innocently breaking the law, like you would call it an infraction or a misdemeanor. No, this is purposed. And what is it that Barack Hussein Obama said? Folks, I'm saying two different things, but I'm saying all the same thing here. He wanted to fundamentally transform America. And America in the 315 million? You already see that this administration's friends are America's enemies. And his enemies are within, not without. So America, you can't stand back and say you didn't know because you know everything. You can turn your head for so long before God will actually cause you to turn and deal with the issue, like it or not. He will. Look at history. But my goodness, friends, she's told on herself. She's in the White House. They're not hiding any of their crimes against we the people. They're all falling into line, are they not? And who's calling the shots? An Iranian-born Islamist in the White House, promoting the gay rights agenda along with the state-controlled media. Folks, enough is enough. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
There was once a story of a merciful captain of a ship, and while a passing ship shot at the captain's ship, the captain showed mercy on him and warned him not to shoot again. The ship shot at him again for a second time, but the kind captain didn't seem to want to retaliate. His mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but also on those on his ship. For by his allowing the enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot a third time and killed them all off. When I look at the debates that are going on across the country, I want to tell you, these people avoid me like the plague. And I would avoid me like the plague, too. But any time this criminal wants to get on television in front of a high school, I'm available to shake, rattle, and roll, because America, what they don't want you to see is that every single step that they're taking for the gay rights movement is completely backfiring on them concerning the students. They're rejecting this. But you're being told just the exact opposite. We've been talking about how ABC and Disney are attempting to give a sitcom to Christian-bashing, mentally ill sodomite Dan Savage, and they want to call it Family of the Year. And I read off some of the quotes from this criminal-minded individual. And then what I did is I went over to President Obama and his secretive right-hand advisor, Valerie Jarrett, when they responded to We the People website petition to ban gay conversion therapies, saying, we agree the White House supports such prohibitions. In other words, you leave the gay, the lesbian, the bisexual, and the queer youth alone. We're going to protect them queer youth against anybody that wants to try to get them mentally healthy. You need to understand you are not, again, friends, I'm trying to say two things here. Those that are debating these guys, you're out of your league because there's a different mindset. Friends, I want to tell you this. Out of the high schools that I've done across this country, I cannot tell you how many times I wasn't sure if I was going to get shot down that day during that high school assembly. Now these people that are debating the younger people don't understand that they're dealing with extremist views. These young people that are being raised up today, in many cases, they're survivors. That means they fight for everything that they have in life. The people that they're using on CNN, MSNBC, so on and so forth, they want to get the Tony Perkins of the world up there, which he's a great guy, but he's out of his league. You're dealing with people that are willing to take it another step. These are revolutionaries, friends. And I want to tell you in a righteous sense, when you stand up for that which is right, you don't have to worry about offending God or violating constitutional law in this country because you're obeying the law. These are the ones that are violating the law, but I ask you the question because it does beg the question. Are they radical? Yeah, they are. They're radical law breakers. And until the right stands up and deals with them, this is only going to get worse day after day. I want to say in a righteous sense, friends, if you want to change the future, you better learn to trouble the present. Have a little backbone. Stand up for your posterity. Quit capitulating in such a... Oh my gosh, you're going to be embarrassed on Judgment Day, friends. I can tell you that right now. And your enemies are laughing at you every step of the way. Every step of the way. I'm going to play this audio for you from Dan Savage. I want you to listen personally as to what he said. You can hear for yourself, and the bad words are bleeped out, just so you know. And here again, this is Barack Hussein Obama's personal appointee for this new television program and also an appointee for It Gets Better campaign. By the way, this guy's on MTV. He probably doesn't have any viewership, but the bottom line is, friends, is when you go online and Google his name, they've omitted all of the negative content away from this guy as if to say everybody loves him. No, friends, you're being lied to again. This is Dan Savage. You know what, friends? It's not coming through the way that it needs to come through right now. And what's happening, it's just a video. It's a culmination of all of his quotes. How he's talking about how Barack Hussein Obama's on our side, how he's attacking kids in high schools. You can watch the video. And then it goes to desecrating anything that has or deserves honor in this country, attacking parents, attacking preachers, attacking teachers. And again, friends, he's a religious bully. But you know what, friends? I say that this guy is perfect for what we need. I say, hey, Dan Savage, Bradley Dean is saying, bring it on, bro. And I'm going to remind you that you're a brother, not a woman. And in the process of that, anytime you're ready, Dan Savage, to get me up on your radio program, anytime you want to do a national debate in a high school assembly, we'll talk about where the people are. We'll get out of your little state-controlled talking points because we know that the state-controlled media wants to lead the talking points at every step of the way. So, Dan Savage, bring it on. Bring it on, Dan Savage, anytime you're ready because you're on my turf, bro. And those kids that you're attempting to demoralize by your appointee, by your pimp, Barack Hussein Obama, we understand he's just as corrupt. We understand he's just as much of a criminal as you are. debased human beings, folks, they don't get any lower than this. And the reason they're doing this is because they want to show you how stupid you are by tolerating their crimes. That's what they're doing. They want to show you what they can do without any consequence for their violation concerning law. And that's all these people are demoralized debate reprobates. And I'm not calling them names, friends. It's who they are and it's what they are. And they do it shamelessly. And isn't it interesting? It's always aimed at the young people. It's always aimed at the young people. And I am personally sick and tired of it. But I do. I put that out there. Dan Savage, MSNBC, anytime you want to play straight. As a matter of fact, when MSNBC attacked me some years back, we called MSNBC and said, hey, we just heard what that dude said, Rachel Maddow. He said that, you know, I said certain things, but I didn't say them. And I don't think Rachel did that on accident. I believe that he knew exactly what he was doing. So if you guys would like me to fly into New York tomorrow on my dime to answer for what you just accused me of, hey, I'll be there, folks. They are, what is the word here? They are scared to death of people that will bring it to them. Because they don't know how to respond. The only thing they know how to do is shout and shoot. Shout and shoot. I also want to say this, folks. It's time that we begin to ban Disney and ABC. It's time that we shut the television off. There's nothing good on that television anyways. Especially for all you Christians. Hey, radio owners, managers, do understand that 78% of the people that are listening to me right now are professed Christians. But I want you to understand that there's nothing good on television. And it was King David that said he would set no wicked thing before his eyes in the book of Psalms, chapter 101, verse 3. I love this. The TV is my shepherd that I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me into the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interpretation for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's a remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Folks, television today is nothing but a bunch of shark-infested waters. To watch the commercials from break to break on any given program, oh my goodness, friends, that would have been completely illegal even 15 years ago, even 10 years ago. And notice how they keep pushing the envelope and they keep pushing it down your throat. After all, Madonna was the one, that witch. She was rightly the one that was responsible for saying, just keep it out in the face of the people. They'll accept it sooner or later. Are you friends? Are you going to let these people set everything over the next 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 years? Because, oh, by the way, if you leave it up to the radical homosexuals, there's going to be nobody left on the face of the planet in 40 to 50 to 60 to 70 to 80 years anyways. Because when men are with men, you don't reproduce. See how that works? I'm being a little facetious, but I'm not. But I want to tell you this, too. If God condemns something, there's a reason he condemned it. And if you want to look at history again, friends, I suggest you do just that. Because if we want to stay on this road and prosper, it's never going to prosper. If we want to allow ABC and Disney to promote this filth and this kind of a mindset in the faces of the American people. By the way, friends, nobody's going to watch it. They just want to push it out there and normalize it. That's all this is about. But that's not the point here. The point is that they've got their foot in the door, and we need to shut it. I'll talk to you in 23, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. See ya!
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per call. $1 while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.